This is the March 1st meeting of the PNB Governance Committee. I'm the convener, George Reiter. I'll read the roll. If you hear your name, answer present or here. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Sharon Adams? Lona Elias? Jim Brown? William Campisi? Don Cook? Leslie Fox?
Here.
Jan Goodman?
Here.
William Heerwagen?
Present.
Pat Logan? Tony Norman?
Present.
Venetia Patel Adams?
Present.
George Reiter, that's me. Serene Roberts? Okay, that's eight. That's a quorum. So you should all have received the agenda. I put it out about 6:20 today. It's the same agenda as we had last month, almost, except for two things. Let me read it. Let me read it to you all for the first item. Of course, is approval of agenda. Next will be election of a chair pro tem, election of a secretary pro tem, approval of past minutes. We do have some from Nancy Saibara Naratomi, who was the secretary of last year's committee. Transition membership, which is an item I put on, which is to say what happens to the people who were on from last year and the LSB or the PNB hasn't gotten around to replacing them. There's an issue that we've been working on last year, which was a report on medical liability issues. The question here is, what liability does the PNB have, does Pacifica have, for medical information that is put out on the air? Someone might take it seriously, act on it, become ill. We had asked a lawyer's opinion, which is our lawyer, his name is Kriegler, about that, and he responded that indeed there was a possibility of liability, and we were looking to try to craft a some kind of policy that would protect us as best we could from that kind of liability. So that's what that's what that issue is about. There's handling of bequests, that someone dies and leaves cessation money. That was Jose Luis Fuentes. He's not here. He's not on this committee anymore. And there was a report on LSB evaluations process work group, Serene Roberts. That was the thought was that we would like to get an evaluation process, a self-evaluation process for the LSBs, so they could go through it and reflect on what sort of a job they were doing. So that's the proposed agenda. Are there any changes or additions to it?
Yes, this is Jan Goodman, and I put out three motions, and I don't know if it should go to the governance committee or if they should just go to the PNB directly. And those items are rescinding the votes for the affiliate directors, since neither one of them, neither one of their stations, has a contract or had a contract with Pacifica when they were elected, or still. And the other one is rescinding the resolution extending people's terms. You have to have a vote of the membership in order to extend people's terms. And you could tell me, are those appropriate for the governance, or should they go straight to the PNB?
Well, they're appropriate for governance. They're governance issues, and it's appropriate to work it through committee first. Talk about it, to to craft a motion, basically. You don't have to do that. You could also bring it directly to the PNB. So it's really up to you if you want to put it on the agenda.
Okay.
It's up to the committee.
I sent it out to everybody who Serene sent another motion to governance. So did you get it by any chance? It sounds like you didn't.
Well, I haven't looked since 6 o'clock. When did you send it out?
I sent it out yesterday.
Oh, and what's your email address?
It's jangoodman.kpfk@gmail.com.
Point of information, George, you may not have been on the distribution.
No, I got them. I've got them. I have it. And I've got them both.
Okay.
And I presume it looks like it's the correct distribution. It includes, I think, everyone. I'd have to check a little bit more carefully, but
Serene for the stack.
Yeah, it looks like everyone. So let me first. So Jan, we'll do them one at a time. So
okay.
You'd like to propose putting that motion on the first one, which was to rescind the election of the affiliates directors on the agenda for tonight.
Right. And there's actually two. There's one for each one just to make it, simple.
Okay.
And also for the agenda for tonight to rescind the extending of term, since the bylaws that you have to have the members vote on it, and the members were not requested to vote on it.
This is Grace for the stack.
You don't need to make the argument now. The question is, so what's before us is, do we want that on the agenda or not? So I heard Serene and then Grace.
Okay, so my understanding is that this member or some member has already offered these to the PNB, so I'm not quite sure why they're coming to governance. We don't need two bodies examining it. And it was, in fact, the PNB. Those were the result of PNB decisions. So it seems that's the best forum in which that should be discussed. But I also think, and I'm not a Robert's Rules expert, but there are processes for removing directors. A motion coming to a committee is not one of those processes. The bylaws are very clear about the process you undertake to remove a director. So I believe both motions are out of order.
Okay, Grace?
I just agree with Serene. I think that when there has been a violation of the bylaws, you don't have to go through the process of removing an illegally seated director. The bylaws should be gone back to, and whatever illegal action is taken should be undone. The process needs to be followed. Anyway, also I would like to suggest that refusal of the PNB to allow representation, full representation on the PNB of WBAI directors should be taken up by this committee. And that should be after Jan's motions are discussed here.
Okay, we can get that. I do want to say, however, that this committee can only propose a motion for the PNB. We can advise them, we could craft a motion, but it's the PNB that has to take action on being raised, which is to rescind the vote they made. So anyone else want to speak to this?
Jan, on the stack.
Okay, Jan, go ahead.
The reason I brought it to governance was that it was raised, I raised it as a point of order previously, and that point of order was ruled out of order. So I thought, okay, well, it's more appropriate to bring it to governance, and that was seemed to be the opinion of the chair, so I'm bringing it to governance.
Anyone else want to speak to the question of whether or not to put this on the agenda?
Tony,
Tony, go ahead.
Yes, First of all, the individuals who are making this motion tonight also presented, want to present this at the PNB meeting on Thursday. Now, they're trying to do both. You can't do both. You can't present this. They're trying to put it on the agenda for the PNB and also put it on the agenda for governance. You can either choose one or the other. But so I think it's highly inappropriate for the committee to review this now on several grounds. One major ground is the things that they're seeking to do under Robert Rules of Order, they're trying to undo things that cannot be undone, which is the election has been taking place for the affiliates. They want to rescind the election. That's
Tony, let's not argue the merits of this.
Well, George, no. I'm not getting into the merits of it. I'm trying to show you why it's out of order. In order to speak, if you go through Robert Rules of Order, and I think you're familiar with Robert Rules of Order, George, you cannot rescind something that has been already happened and cannot be undone. So, George, it's relevant to the issue of what can be undone. They're trying, if you look at what they're requesting in their motion, they want to rescind an election. Yeah. Those elections have taken place. So for those reasons, it's out of order to be on the agenda for this meeting.
Ken Aaron to the stack.
Okay. Ken, go ahead.
And Ken.
I'm sorry, and who else?
Jan.
And Jan. Okay, I'm going to give precedence to people who haven't spoken yet. If you'd like to, let me know you want to be on the stack, but then if there's no one, I'll put you on, Jan.
No, okay. Not quite personal privilege, but close.
Okay, what's your point of close to personal privilege?
I'm driving, so I can't text Lona, but she had emailed a bunch of people, I guess, or at least I saw it in my email. That she can't get on the call, that she's having trouble getting on the call. So someone needs to make sure she has the right code.
Correct code is on KPFT.
No. The code is in her email. It's not on the website. Someone needs to email her the notice from this morning or something to make sure she has the correct code. She can't get on the call.
The floor is Ken's. Ken, go ahead.
I appreciate what Tony said. That's his opinion, and I challenge his interpretation of Robert's rule. But I call the question.
You can't call the question in a committee, Ken.
Okay, then let me just finish. We have people here, and what we're having is a statement by one of the illegally seated PNB directors saying we cannot address the issue. Only the illegal seated PNB can address the issue about whether or not they're illegally seated. That is ridiculous. So this is a valid method of recourse from PNB directors and committee members to get redress to an illegal act done by PNB. And it's ridiculous to say it can't be addressed in governance. Nobody tells governance what they can address.
Well, we will decide that by a vote pretty soon, I think. Is there anyone else who wants to speak to that? Hearing none, let me call the roll. A yes vote is to put it on the agenda. Jan, where did you want to put it on the agenda? Is it first item or last
first,
item?
Yes. First item, please.
Okay. Put it on the agenda as a first item. So a yes is to do that, and a no is, well, not to do it. And it'll take me a moment to bring back up the file with everybody's. Wait a minute, just a moment.
Point of information, who's serving as the secretary tonight?
We don't have anybody yet.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, we'll be there in just a moment. Okay, so I'll call the roll. Again, a yes vote is to put it on the agenda as the first item for discussion. A no vote is it doesn't go on the agenda. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Sharon Adams. Lone Elias. Jim Brown. William Campisi. Don Cook. Leslie Fox.
Yes.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
William Heerwagen.
No.
Pat Logan. Pat Logan? Tony Norman.
No.
Tony, are you there?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
No. Can you hear me?
I can't now. Venetia Patel Adams.
No.
Jean Robert.
No.
And I vote yes. That's 5-4. So the issue's on the agenda. There are other, you, Jan, you had something else you wanted to put on the agenda?
Bring stuff back. Are we going to cover it on the agenda?
It's praise. I'm not sure if I had something else I wanted on the agenda.
Jan had said two things. She sent two things.
Did you hear me ask for the stack?
Yes, I will put you on in a moment, but Jan had already had the floor to introduce a couple of things, and I was giving her the courtesy of going back and asking her what she wanted to put on, the second one.
Okay, so the second item that I already addressed, but I'll...
Okay.
Excuse me.
The second item was, yes?
The second item that I put forward is removing the... rescinding the motion that extended the terms of the people who were elected in 2012 and whose terms ended in 2015 because you needed the vote of the membership in order to extend the terms per the bylaws, and that vote was not taken.
You'd like to have a discussion of the legitimacy of that action according to the bylaws. Is that correct?
Yes, and there's a motion. I submitted the motion to everybody also.
Want us to approve the motion, forward it to the PND?
Yes.
Okay. Serene? Serene, did you want to speak?
Yeah, thanks. I submitted a motion, which I would like us to move to the first item. It concerns the bylaw amendment timeline, the first bylaw amendment timeline. It is extremely time-sensitive, especially if we intend to make it possible for LSBs to actually submit amendments. If it's coming through six directors, which is the customary way, it's not quite as time-sensitive. Excuse me.
Point of order. We have a motion on the floor. Point of order.
That's correct. Serene, we'll dispose of Jan's motion one way or the other, and then you'll be the next one to be called on to change the agenda.
You called on me. That's why I spoke.
Order.
Phrase. Just before you made a motion, so we have to deal with that. So, anyone want to speak to the... question of
Jan's motion?
Yeah.
May I? Jan?
Jan, you can, certainly, and then anyone else who wants to.
Okay. So the bylaws are the first and most important direction to the board of directors, and resolutions and elections even come under the bylaws. So the bylaws is addressing the issue of the extended terms of the LSB members. The bylaws are very specific, and it says that if the terms of directors are to be extended, the membership has to vote on it. The membership did not vote on it. and therefore that those terms were not properly extended, and they need to be that motion needs to be rescinded, or simply acknowledge that those people's terms were not extended, and therefore the alternates from the last election need to take their places.
Okay. Anyone want to speak to this? And this would go where on the agenda, Jan? After the first one you just put on, or somewhere else?
Oh, I was just, I thought I was speaking to the actual motion itself.
No.
We haven't even
set an agenda yet. We need to decide what's going to discuss. So, and I wasn't paying too much attention because I was sending off Lona's number. So,
I'm sorry. So I was actually addressing what I thought was on the agenda, and that was actually discussing the one of those three motions that I asked to be put first on the agenda.
Okay. So anyone want to speak to whether or not to include that on the agenda? Please do so.
We already talked about it, I thought.
No, we haven't.
This is Serene. No, we didn't. We're setting an agenda.
Let me try to address the situation.
Okay.
You had two motions. This is the second one. We have to take them one at a time. We did discuss the first one, and it was on. It is on as the first item. Where would you like to put the second one?
I'm willing to put it after Serene's motion.
After Serene's motion. Okay. So that's what we're speaking to. Serena, you want to speak to that?
Sure. I think the motion is out of order. The PMB made that decision last May based on, and action has already been taken. It was how we were going to structure the elections, whether we were going to sacrifice what most people felt. It went through the governance committee, it went through the elections committee, and it went through the PMB. Most people felt that the principle of having staggered elections was an important thing to preserve. And at the time that we were discussing this, by the way, assuming that, you know, everyone, there were people on the board whose term had expired in 2013. The bylaws indicate that you're running for a three-year term, and I believe that is generally what has been the case. The thing that happened in 2013, which was inconceivable as far as the bylaws were concerned, because there's absolutely no language that would help us with that, was that a national board decided to cancel the election. And in not having elections in 2013, the schedule in terms of terms became hopelessly skewed. Well,
point of order, we're not arguing.
You're correct, Ken. Serena, I've let you basically argue the...
He gets to ask for a point of order. He doesn't get to scream out his point of order. This is his second time.
Lona Elias on the call.
I can say point of order whenever I want.
But the
great
question...
Thank you for joining us.
The question is, is it... You're speaking against putting it on the agenda. So
I'm saying it's out of order on a number of levels, but I'm also asking you to make a point to the member who has now interrupted me three times by screaming out that that's not the way to go.
Well, for points of order, basically you have to interrupt the flow of conversation.
No, you have to say point of order and wait to be recognized. You do not scream out what you think is your point of order, and you know that.
Well, I just heard him call point of order, and I didn't hear the rest, so if this last one anyway.
Well, I hope you hear the rest of the meeting. You've missed an awful lot already. I mean, you missed someone going into the merits of their motion without being interrupted by anybody screaming, by the way, because she thought we were somewhere else in the meeting. But at any rate,
yes.
It seems clear you're not going to call that member to order.
To be clear,
I will continue with my point.
Green is correct.
Leave that
call out a point of order. If you want to make a point of order, you call out a point of order. I recognize you and you say what it is. That's supposed to go.
This motion
okay,
is
so anyone else want to speak to whether or not this is on the agenda? And
hello?
Serene, were you asking me to rule on a point of order?
I asked you to bring the member to order. I would now like to finish my statement. What are you saying?
Okay, so I think I've done that. Okay,
George,
I'm moving on to make my point. I'm moving on to finish my statement about why that motion is out of order.
Okay,
George,
go ahead.
I have a point of order.
Okay, what's your point of order, Grace?
Okay, in Robert's rules, it says a point of order may be raised if the rules appear to have been broken. This may interrupt a speaker during debate for anything else if the breach of the rules warrants it. Point is resolved before business continues. Pause. Ken made a point of order. It was properly within Robert's rules him to interrupt.
I have a point of order.
Let me deal with this, please. Okay, Grace, finish what you're saying.
She's telling her ruling.
So, Grace, you're correct. And what's the procedure is you say point of order, and you do interrupt. I agree with that, and that's not the question. Serene was objecting to actually saying what the point of order was before you were recognized. So I will recognize you if you interrupt and say point of order. That's the appropriate procedure, and then you can say what the point of order is.
Oh, you're on the phone too.
We can discuss the point of order. So we were at Serene was going to finish her commentary about whether or not I'm not sure whether it should be on the agenda or whether she was asking for me to rule on a point of order. Serene, would you finish?
Thank you. My point of order is that this motion is out of order. I forget the Roberts Rules term for it, and I'm driving, and I'm not an expert, so I'm asking those who are more familiar with it to help me. My understanding is that once a motion has been passed and action has been taken under that motion, that the motion cannot be rescinded. The motion in question scheduled the election, scheduled the terms, or affirmed the terms, which is at KPSK, the only station that had failed to meet quorum in the previous election, would need to have its entire board replaced in that single election. But it affirmed that for the other stations, the principle of staggered elections, where an entire board is not elected in one single election, was an important thing to retain. And based on that, the elections were held. Those elections are complete. Additionally, the people who were held over, who normally would have left in 2015, relied on that motion in not running last year. So it's hardly reasonable to say now, oh, well, we're changing our mind after the process is over. So I believe it's out of order. I believe that Dan's motion is out of order.
And you want me to rule on that? Or you just prefer not to have it on the agenda because of that?
Right. I don't think if it's out of order, why would we put it on the agenda?
Do you want me to rule on it?
As opposed to,
we'll go to the next person and find out what other people think, and we'll just vote on whether or not it's on the agenda or not.
I'm indifferent.
I can hear you, Serene.
I am indifferent as to how you choose to proceed.
Okay. Well, let's continue and see what other people think about this. Anybody else want to speak to this?
Tony,
go ahead.
Yes, once again, this issue was dealt with actually by this committee that voted and made a recommendation to the PNB to set and make those election adjustments, to have staggered elections. And those elections have taken place, by the way, the 2015 election. So once again, this motion is out of order for a number of reasons. The action that is seeking has already been done. The election dates have already taken place. We cannot rescind an election that has already taken place. And I don't think it's appropriate for us to be wasting time discussing this also, because once again, this committee had a joint meeting with the elections committee. We have exhausted this issue and made a decision on it. And this is just going back to that decision. So I don't think it's appropriate for us putting on our agenda, wasting our time, when there's a number of other priorities that we can deal with to to rehash this issue back up again. And we had several meetings of the governor's committee, as I recall, on this issue. So the election was passed, and we voted on it. The election has taken place. So it's also out of order because you're trying to undo something that's already happened. And we set the election date for 2015. Thank you.
Okay, I heard Lona, is that correct?
Yeah. And Jan Goodman on the
phone. Jan Goodman, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I want to speak a bit you all go ahead and speak, and then I'll say what I'll put myself on this.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lona.
Okay. For some reason, I'm getting an echo, even though I had my phone muted. I'm confused and somewhat lost. So maybe someone who has greater knowledge of parliamentary procedure can address this. I don't understand why the chair has chosen not to rule on the point of order that was just raised by Shireen. I'm at a loss to understand that. And given what Tony just also said about this motion, that we're going to continue to discuss whether or not we're going to put it on the agenda when a point of order about it even being considered is being raised. I don't understand why the chair has chosen not to rule on it. I'm finished.
Let me respond to that. Has to rule on it. She said it didn't matter to her which way we did it.
But so it doesn't matter. Please forgive me, because I'm probably out of order. My understanding is that when a point of order is raised, that you're obligated to rule on it, George. Am I wrong about that?
If Doreen had said that she wanted me to rule on the point of order, I would have. She didn't say that. When you make a motion, any motion, that sets in motion some things that happen. In this case, Shireen didn't make that point. She didn't ask for a point of order, so I didn't rule on it.
I'm sorry. Point of information.
Yes, she did. But she said
okay,
point of order.
That's the answer to your question, Lona.
Okay, I heard her say
point of
order,
information.
George, and that's why I'm raising it up. I heard her say point of order. You asked her if she wanted you to rule on the point of order. My understanding, whether the person raised the point of order, that's not a question for you to even ask. It's an illegitimate question to ask if she wants to raise to rule on the point of order. That's the reason the point of order was raised, because she wished you to rule on it. So for you to ask her that seems to be redundant and unnecessary and totally confusing.
Okay, well, we have a different interpretation of what happened. I'd like to move on.
I'm sorry. George, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, okay.
But Jan Goodman has the stack. Has the floor.
I have a point of information.
Well, what's that?
So if I understood your – I want to be sure I understood your response to Lona, that when someone makes a point of order, you as chair then give them the choice – because I haven't heard that exercise in previous meetings, so I'm unfamiliar with it. They're given the choice of what happens to the point of order? You're saying that's what Robert prescribed?
No, I'm not saying that at all. Had you said, I want to make a point of order, I would have ruled on it. But you didn't. You were having a discussion in which you opined that you thought it was out of order. And I asked you whether you wanted me to rule on that, and you said you didn't care.
Anyway,
you asked the question about the rules, and the rules are, if you make a point of order, I need to respond to it.
You're very slick.
Yes, I have a plan of information.
Just a moment. That was an insult, and it's inappropriate.
No, it was a description of your behavior in this room.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's your interpretation of my behavior,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly.
It is out of order.
I don't believe I've insulted you. I believe I've described
it. It's an interpretation of my motives. It is explicitly out of order in Robert's rules.
It is very slick.
Jan Goodman, you go ahead.
The reason I am bringing this up, even though it is these many things have happened with this relationship to both of these motions, is because I am assuming that people were not aware of the bylaws requirement that they could not extend the terms of delegates without a vote of the membership, and especially because they could have had a vote of the membership when they sent out the ballots for the election, and they could have just had an extra thing saying, and if you, you know, agree with this, check here. And in as much as that didn't happen, I'm assuming that people were not aware of this bylaw requirement, and therefore I'm making an effort to have to go back to observing bylaws correctly and having it go through the proper processes of the governance committee, C&B, and so forth. That is why I'm bringing it up, to know it seems redundant, because apparently it appears, and it may appear not correct, that people were not taking into account the bylaws, which are very clear about the need to have membership approval. And that's why it is sorted.
Serene for the staff.
Trace for the staff.
Yeah, I put myself on the stack, and I think I want to speak to this now. Tony's point about elections is correct, unless there's a continuing breach involved, which is to say that the people were, and this is explicitly out of Robert's rules, in which case a motion to cancel the elections can be made at any time. So that's the question for me in terms of whether or not these motions in the past can still be acted on. I hope that's clear. It's the question of whether
it is clear. What are you saying is the breach?
Be finished speaking. It's a question of whether there's a continuing breach within the terms of what Robert's Rules means by that.
Okay,
Serene, you're next.
Okay, thanks. So the bylaws say that whenever an amendment is being considered that would extend the terms of delegates or directors, a listener vote is required. There was no amendment to the bylaws in that regard. So I think the language needs to be revisited. I certainly understand that the intention of the bylaws is to not have boards that stay in place for 10 years or 20 years without changing. But I will repeat, when, you know, the folks who were the PNB majority in 2013, because it passed the PNB, acceded to the request of the then interim executive director and canceled the election. That changed everything. So it is not that there's some sort of blatant, oh, we'll do whatever, you know. There were very special circumstances at the time. And the remedy...
Special
circumstance is not a phrase that can be used in this context.
That's not a point of order. That's argument.
It's not a point of order. It's the response to your discussion.
Okay, that makes it argument and not a point of order for which I can be interrupted.
That's what I said.
But it is 9:20. I think it would be a really good idea if folks can, you know, put aside whatever it is they're on tonight and get on with dealing with the bylaws amendment timeline so that when the board meets on Thursday, it can actually take an action that then puts the dates into place for people who want to make changes to the bylaws as opposed to people who simply want to try to rewrite history.
Is there anyone else to speak? Let me go to a vote.
This is Grace.
Tony.
Has to be on the set.
Tony.
On the
okay, so I heard a female
Grace.
Voice and then Tony. Who is the female voice?
Grace Aaron.
Grace and then Tony. Okay, go ahead. Grace.
Okay. Can you hear me? You can hear me. The larger issue here is that the Pacifica National Board does not have to pass a motion to create a resolution that violates the bylaws. The Pacifica National Board is elected to uphold the bylaws. If a resolution violates the bylaws, resolution is invalid, and that's the larger issue here. There are several times in the last year and before the last year, the bylaws have been severely violated. That's what we're bringing up.
Tony.
Yes, just to state again, if you look at the motion that she's trying to rescind that the PNB voted on, it was a motion to set the elections, the November elections in 2015. Those have taken place. So you cannot undo that. Now, in terms of the bylaws provide for several provisions where, on a temporary basis, terms are extended and those LSB members hold office until delegate elections are, or new delegates take over. And there are several provisions in the bylaws that provides for that. So the bylaws provide for temporary extensions, when, particularly when you're adjusting the election schedule. And that motion that this committee voted for was to set the elections for 2015. That was the meat of the motion. That was the heart of the motion. That has been done, and we cannot undo that. We cannot put the milk back into that bottle.
Point of order.
Monitor the stack, please.
Okay, I heard a point of order.
This is Grace Aaron.
Jan Goodman on the stack.
So I heard a point of order was Grace, and then Lona, and then Jan.
Tony, I would like you to cite the exact article and section of the bylaws that you're referring to, because there is the section of the bylaws that states
Grace, that's not a point of order.
Only be extended with a vote of the membership, by a vote of the membership, not by a vote of the PNB. So
George,
please cite article and
point of order, Grace.
You're referring to.
It's fine to bring that up in the discussion if this gets on the agenda, but it's not a point of order. There was nothing improper in Tony's defense of his argument that this shouldn't be on the agenda. That's all we're speaking to now, is whether it should be on the agenda. And I hope that we can go to a vote on that soon. Lona, you're next.
Yes, George, I'd like to raise a point of order, and the point of order is simply that in as much as the elections that this motion is attempting to rescind have already taken place, that we cannot, like Tony said, we put it back in the bottle. In addition to that, this is an election or committee issue and not for the governor's committee. And so for that reason, I move that that I ask that you rule on my point of order.
Okay. I will rule on the point of order. The question for me is whether there's a continuing breach here. And that is to say, a motion in violation of the bylaws does in fact constitute a continuing breach. I don't frankly know whether that motion was in violation of the bylaws. I didn't think so at the time, and I don't know now. So I'm going to rule that. I for one would like to hear the arguments, but I'm not going to rule it out of order because it isn't clear to me that it is. Dan, you're next.
Excuse me. George, could you address the issue specifically that this is not a matter for the governance, but rather more properly, if it is?
I think it really is a matter.
I'm sorry?
I think it is a matter for the governance. The question of whether or not the action taken was actually in violation of the bylaws requires an interpretation of the bylaws, which, as we all know, requires some careful reading and some interpreting of sometimes ambiguous a language. And so that is really one of the things that the governance committee needs to do. And has
May I ask a question, please? I mean, I accept your ruling. May I ask a question? Because my understanding is that it's called for something to be rescinded, that is, or to undo something that has already happened, which means unseating the people that were elected in 2015. And I'm saying, how can we possibly do that? And is that our purview to do that, really?
Yeah, the answer is yes. Again, if we get, when we get to Jan's first motion, if we do, I can talk about it in more detail, and I can read you the section from Robert's Rules which speaks about that specifically with regard to elections. If the people elected were did not meet the standard for being candidates, that constitutes a continuing breach. If if the bylaws were violated in the original motion, which postponed the elections, that constitutes a continuing breach. It can be acted on at any time. That's also explicit in Robert's rules.
Thank you.
Jan, go ahead.
With regard to...
I can't hear you, Jan. It's very low.
Okay. Is this better? I'm not sure. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. So we now have the motion with regard to the extending the terms on the agenda. Are we going to just approve the rest of the agenda and then discuss the motion, the substantive motions? And I would like to actually, when we come to it, I will, just to prepare people, when we come to it, I will make a motion to amend the motion regarding the extended terms and just...
Point of order.
Yeah, well, it's all right. You can. What's your point of order, Tony?
This hasn't been voted on to add to the agenda. She's assuming that that's the case. You haven't voted.
I had to close the door. We're still, the question before us is still whether or not this goes on the agenda. And that's the only thing we've spoken to.
So why don't we vote on...
Is there any objection to going to a vote? Hearing none, we'll do that. Oh, gosh. Yes, that's fine. Okay, so a yes vote puts it on the agenda after Serene's motion, which hasn't actually been made yet, but...
She sent it out.
We'll work it out, yes. It puts it on the agenda. Grace Aaron?
Yes. Can you please repeat the motion?
Yes.
Yes, I can repeat the motion. So this is a motion rescinding the resolution extending terms of delegates who were elected in 2000. Want me to repeat the whole thing? It was sent out by Jan. Okay, I don't hear anybody asking me to read it, so I'll continue with the vote.
Someone just asked you to read it. What are you talking about?
Well, I didn't hear it. Who wants me to read it?
You started reading it in response. I mean, you responded to her.
Serene, please don't interrupt.
Well, please do a good job.
I'm sorry, but you are not running the meeting. I am. And you spoke over me. You raised a point which was really disruptive. I would like to continue with where we were at. Does anyone
want to
be in
the motion?
Is it sufficient that I tell you what the title of it is?
Here's some of the first time.
Does anyone want me to read the entire motion, or is it sufficient?
Yes.
You do, Serene?
Yes, I'm driving. I'd like to hear it again.
All right. Whereas by error, the PNB passed a motion on May 7th, 2015, which had the effect of attempting to extend the terms of the delegates/LSB members, not realizing that without the approval of the members, such an action was contrary to the Pacifica bylaws. And whereas the PNB now recognizes that the PNB had no right to pass such an action without the approval of the membership pursuant to the bylaws, Article 17, Section 1B3, and whereas the membership did not vote to approve such a change, the PNB hereby recognizes that the above attempted extension of terms was not legitimate, and wherefore it is recognized that the delegates/LSB members or their replacements, whose terms began in 2012, are hereby recognized as having completed their terms in December of 2015. We thank them and excuse them from further service at this time. And furthermore, the runners-up who ran in the 2015 election should be seated forthwith to fill the seats vacated by the people whose terms ended in 2015. Per the bylaws, if there are insufficient runners-up, the newly seated delegates, LSB, should vote to seat such additional people as may be necessary to bring the LSB to 24 members. Okay, that's it.
Point of information, please.
What? Yes, go ahead. Serene, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I didn't hear my name. So Article 17, just verify for me, that's a section about amending bylaws, correct?
I don't know.
Yes. Can someone check?
Jan says yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So I think I had Grace. You had a yes vote to put it on the agenda. Ken?
Yes.
Sharon Adams, Lona Elias,
no,
Jim Brown, William Campisi, Don Cook, Leslie Fox,
yes.
Did you get Jim Brown?
Oh, Jim Brown, yes. How do you vote, Jim? You know what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, you vote yes or no? Jim?
Yes.
We're voting on this motion, the title of which is Rescinding the Resolution Extending Terms of Delegates Who Were Elected in 2012. The question is to put it on the agenda or not. Do you vote yes or no on that?
I vote no.
Leslie Fox.
I vote yes.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
William Heerwagen.
No.
Pat Logan. Tony Norman.
No.
Venetia Patel Adams.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
No. I'll abstain. Vote 6-5. It doesn't go on the agenda. Serene, you had a motion with regard to bylaws timeline?
Right. I sent it out, was it yesterday? I'm in a time warp. But anyway, I sent it out in the past 48 hours, and it concerns getting a timeline, a proposed timeline to the PNB for voting on Wednesday. I'm sorry, on Thursday, on the 3rd. So I would ask that it be put at the top of the agenda, and I can motivate that. There's a 60-day voting period for delegates. For delegate assemblies. There's a 45-day notice period before the PNB votes before that. So it's like 106 days worth of stuff. And then, because there are going to be elections this year, it's also an opportunity to send out any ballot issues, anything on which members would want to vote or are required to vote or are allowed to vote or allow members to even bring their own amendments. And in order to have that happen in any way that is realistic, right? So far, I started to say earlier, so far, I believe all amendments that have come through in the past dozen years have come through six directors voting or signing on to it, at least six directors. The other way is for two LSVs, the majority of two LSVs, or two delegate assemblies, whatever, to propose an amendment. Or the third way, never used, is to have members, listen to our staff members propose amendments, all of which requires more time than just the six directors. So the sooner we get on that, the better. I propose we look at it tonight and get it to the PNB, in time for them to vote on it on Thursday. Therefore, I'm requesting that it be done first.
Is it just the proposed thing?
I didn't hear your question. Someone's having a breathing problem.
Is it just the proposed timeline, or is it the whole thing that begins with 2016 bylaws amendments?
Well, no, the timeline is there. The explanation of what we're doing and why we want to try to do it when we want to do it, and there, that is why that's what the rest of the dialogue is about.
Okay, fine.
The actual date you can see, but it's a package of information that makes it useful.
Okay, so there's an argument there and a timeline. Anybody want to speak to this? And so you would like it to be the very first item on the agenda?
It is.
Is there anyone wants to speak to this one way or the other?
Grace Aaron.
Go ahead, Grace.
I would like to speak to this and strongly object to the PNB, which is presently not constituted properly. The membership of the PNB itself is not following the bylaws. regard to the disenfranchisement of WBAI directors?
Grace, the only question is, should it go on the agenda? That's all we're discussing now. We're not going to...
I don't think it should go on the agenda because now this rogue PNB to start changing bylaws after manipulating the PNB vote by illegally disenfranchising and enfranchising PNB directors. I don't think it should be on the agenda until that's straightened out.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak?
I'd like to speak again, Claire, after others have had a chance.
Anyone who hasn't spoken want to speak? Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Tony?
Oh, Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this committee needs to move forward and set a timeline to deal with bylaws that are coming up that we just passed an amendment. I think we can do it twice a year. I think this committee needs to move forward in setting a timeline that we can move forward on bylaws. One of the reasons we're having all of these problems are some bylaws interpretations and bylaw misunderstandings. So amending the bylaws is something we should make a priority. So I would say we need to put this at the top of the agenda and deal with the bylaws that cause a lot of confusions and a lot of conflicts among themselves. So I think that's a priority. I think we should put this on the agenda, and it should be the first thing we should deal with.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to it?
Well, I think this is Leslie Fox. If the board
Leslie,
is not properly...
Leslie, volume down a little bit. There's a big echo, and it probably would help if you just...
If the PNB is not properly constituted, according to the rules, and that's the bylaws, if it's not... In fact, a constituted board allowing to vote and discuss on these issues. That has to come before amending any other bylaws, because with an upcoming meeting, that issue of the board and who's sitting on the board has to be resolved. So I strongly suggest that it be on the agenda.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to it? Serene, did you still want to speak?
Yes, I do. I was waiting to see if anyone else needed to.
Go ahead.
Should I go?
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things, bylaws are amended not exclusively by the PNB, though. Well, one wouldn't think so listening to some of the stuff here. It requires a majority vote of the PNB, and it requires the majority of three stations' delegates. So it is hardly that everything, you know, changed. We vote on we vote tonight, the PNB votes on the third, and there we have it. It's actually a very long process, and because our election timeline, is specific, and we would like to adhere to it as much as possible, getting the dates in place so that delegates can finish their voting, and if necessary, members can do their voting in the same ballot, because we sure can't afford to do a mass mailing twice, makes it really crucial that we get on with the process. This is March. This is actually kind of late for a first meeting in some time, and the timeline is time sensitive. So can we get it done?
Does someone else want to speak? I heard someone.
Leslie,
go ahead.
Yeah. Since the PNB canceled an election and thereby put in play all of these issues about who gets to be on the board, I think insisting upon this being on the timeline as so important is kind of ridiculous. You have to constitute the current seated people of the PNB, or you're going to have chaos. And I think that's why the agenda item about who should be seated and who shouldn't be seated has got to be on the agenda for the next meeting.
Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Serene's motion to put the bylaw amendment timeline up first.
I said that she said her motion is the most important to come first.
Okay.
And because of the timeline. And I'm objecting to her motion being put on based on a timeline for the election.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this? Is there any objection to going to a vote? Okay. Once again, it's taking me a moment to bring that up.
May I ask a question of the chair?
Sure.
Is it common practice for the chair to abstain in a vote?
It's up to the chair to vote or abstain as he pleases.
Yeah, but I wanted to know, since I'm new, I wanted to know if that's been common practice in the past.
It happens fairly often.